SSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in New Orleans.
The driver who plowed into New Year's Eve revelers in New Orleans was a Texas man in his 40s. The FBI is investigating the New Orleans attack as an act of terrorism. The driver was Shamsuddin Jabbar, who was killed in a shootout with police on the scene. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
Driving a pickup truck down Bourbon Street at a very fast pace, and it was very intentional.
At least 30 people were injured. The FBI says the suspect had a black ISIS flag in the vehicle.
And tonight, Sugar Bowl game in New Orleans with Georgia and Notre Dame pushed back 24 hours. One person has been killed, seven hurt, when a Tesla truck caught fire and blew up outside Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel today. Law enforcement officials have not ruled out terrorism in that situation. Also at SRNnews.com, the year 2025 begins with ongoing international conflicts, not to mention a lot of problems in a lot of different parts of these United States.
You've got a world that is very much in turmoil.
That's military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He points to three international challenges awaiting President-elect Trump: China's military buildup and its expansion in the Western Pacific, the Russia-Ukraine war, and an embattled Israel confronting Iranian-backed groups in Gaza, Lebanon, and Yemen.
Hopefully, Mr. Trump will come into office and bring more peace than more hostility is what most of us want. But we must be prepared for the worst.
Colonel McGinnis sharing his views with Salem Radio. George Williams reporting.
Investigation continues in that plane crash in South Korea. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defending pro-life advocates.
The group of five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research finds evangelical Christians tithing less these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74 to 61% over the last 3 years, and those giving to a nonprofit or ministry outside a church fell from 58 down to 50%. This is SRN News.
Movie ticket sales taking a bit of a hit in 2024. The annual domestic box office is expected to end up at around $8.75 billion. That's down over 3% from 2023, according to estimates from ComScore. It's not as dire as it was in the pandemic years, but it's also not even close to the pre-pandemic norm when the annual box office regularly surpassed $11 billion. Stocks indexes closed mostly lower on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year on Tuesday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4%, but still managed to rack up a gain of 23.3% for the year, its second straight year with gains of more than 20%. The last time it had back-to-back yearly gains that big in 1998. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.